and Dana and James, because we've all got questions to ask of Jay, our aviation and stock expert at daytradefund.com. And Jay, first of all, the crypto crash, according to this, just claimed another business, Silvergate Capital. What's the story on that?
Yeah, they announced last night that they are going to liquidate. They are going to shut everything down and cease operations. And this is because of their connection that they had with the crypto industry. All the deposits are going to be fully repaid. There's no issues there. But they said as a company, they can no longer continue continue business operations. Last night, the stock, which is ticker symbol SI, fell. It's down, I think, 46% already in pre-market. It's going to continue to drop. Just another casualty, if you will, over the cryptocurrency craze. And unfortunately, this one forced a rather significant bank to shut down operations.
So an expert, I just saw this on Fox News a little while ago, an expert is warning a stock market crash could come in a matter of days. What do you think about that prediction?
Well, I think it's a little bit hyperbolic. I think it's a little bit too much, because although you're going to get a lot of headlines, you're going to get a lot of attention if you jump up, down, and say that. But one of the things that Dana is really causing investors to sit back and take notice is Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, who the last 2 days has been in Washington, D.C., giving his testimony in his annual report. And one of the things that they were waiting on is to see from him what he thought the state of the economy was, what the current interest rate hikes have done, and what they perceive as far as what they're going to need to be doing. Now, the next time they're going to announce the next step is, I believe, a week from next Wednesday. It's going to be on the 22nd of March. Most investors were considering that the Fed was going to continue the interest rate hikes with 25 basis points. But after hearing Jerome Powell the last 2 days, it looks like it's going to be double that, 50 basis points, which caught a lot of people off guard. They think there's about an 80% chance that's what the Fed is going to announce on the 22nd. Because Jerome Powell says there's a lot of work that needs to be done. He still has inflationary concern worries, still has recession worries for this year. And that type of discussion and talk and concern and worry is what causes the emotional outbreak on Wall Street, which tends to see quite a bit of selling. And with as concerned as a lot of people are in the emotion that surrounds the stock market, what happens is when you have this kind of concern and you start to see a sell-off where maybe 1% or 2% of the market starts to go down, it just feeds on itself. And the next thing you know, you've got all this emotional panic that hits in. And the next thing you know, the market's down 3 or 4%, down 1,000 points or more. And you've got people saying, the sky is falling. And that's when the emotion takes over. And instead of people looking for bargains, they end up selling stocks at some incredibly low price, which is exactly the opposite of what you should be doing.
So question for you, Jay. Obviously, we're still fighting inflation. Where does inflation stand, and how confident is the market currently that we're able to get it under control?
Well, one of the issues that got away from us, James, was we had a report that indicated that the climb in inflation had leveled off and was dropping back.
Right.
It was kind of a temporary blip, if you will, because the next report we had showed it going up just a bit, where the inflation in the fourth quarter of last year was more than what was expected. And that's one of the problems with these. It's like a jobs report. When you only take 1 month compared to the last month, it's very problematic when you're trying to draw any historical comparison to see what sort of trends we're dealing with. You really have to look at kind of an extended data chart over several months, a quarter, whatever it might happen to be, to really get an accurate idea of which way things are going to be going. And unfortunately, for those that live and die on the month-to-month or week-to-week charts that we're getting this information on, it really sends, I think, an inaccurate picture of how things are. And that's why the jobs report tomorrow that comes out, there's more and more concern over it, because the thought is, okay, if we're looking for 200,000 jobs, and it's knocked out of the park again, where we have a number considerably higher as we did the month before, expecting 200,000 when 517,000 jobs were created. Well, that caused the Fed to take an even more aggressive role when we start talking about the interest rate increases. So the increases are coming. It's just how much, and those kind of reports kind of feed into the decision-making process of the Fed, and it's going to be interesting over the next week, week and a half, to see exactly how far the Fed feels they need to go to battle inflation so that it doesn't get away from them.
Well, we don't have time to get into it now, but Jay is also our aviation expert, and Monday we'll talk about it. The fact we've got planes crashing into each other now. And I don't
and
recall
so many
that.
Near misses and turbulence,
yeah,
and crazy. Yeah.
I don't remember that being a major problem in the past, but we'll talk about it next week. And if you plan to do any investing, you first want to go to daytradefund.com. And Jay, we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Jack. Have a great day, my friend.
Our aviation and stock expert at daytradefund.com.